I came about the mud, pull my head out the dirt, pick the worms on my teeth and brush the grass on my shirt. Ain't got a penny in my pocket, ain't no cash in the purse, but the only way I'm stopping is a casket's in hearse. I've been asleep all day.
Hey, hello, welcome to the
worst. I'm just trapped in the sheets, I can't be bothered to eat. Days like these come and go, certainly not the first time I turn in my grave. So much I got back pain, and never question all the reasons why I may act strange, or why I have the tendency to do things halfway. I just chalk it up to having a bad day. Just gotta grow up, I tell myself to act age. The pressure's coming on, they add plates to stack weight. They all say it ain't nothing to sneeze at, but I just blame it on my allergies, yeah. In the mud I was up to my chin. I've got my head in the dirt once again. Don't know the words I forgot on the basics.
Hello, welcome to the Radio 977 Podcast, a broadcast and
out in the deep end. I'm always late to everything for no reason. I cannot explain my behavior or my need for leaving. For all I know, I've been this way since a fetus, and I'm not okay, but I'm gonna be alright. So please, I'm on my way. I don't want your advice, don't wanna hear your life story, or how it might pertain to me. Unless it ends with you dropping right here to your knees, I plead, just leave me be. Dog, I don't wanna kick it. I'm in the mud every day, and every day I'll be digging. Counseling would be nice, but I can't pay the cost. And honestly, the thought of therapy is just so exhausting. I went ahead and cut all my losses and put another skeleton up in the closet. Please turn down the
whole
one step away from
the left.
In the mud, I was so
much.
I've got
Big Mac broadcasting you guys into the perfect radio. This is Clubhouse Radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting to Catskill, Aikra, and Hudson. And we are also joined with
DJ Cola. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health recovery as a local community in Green and Columbia Rapids.
It's been a good minute. I've been here, it's been almost 2 months since I've been on this radio.
Thank you.
It's not my first. This is not going to be my last time on the radio. Don't worry. My last time on the radio is probably going to be the week I'm leaving, sadly.
Thankfully, we have him on today and a few more times to have some great shows.
I'll make sure it's extra interesting for everyone listening.
Indeed. So, we also have one more event. Do you want me to do it?
Oh, got it.
Awesome.
Our last event is going to be at the Palinville Branch Library. It's a free play Friday with Miss Jez and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library. It's every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can join us as we gather for a fun casual morning. Again,
full of fun.
It's suggested ages of 1 to 5. So this is for all the youngins.
And I get you guys get bored of waiting the whole day to tune into Clubhouse Radio. So that's something you can do beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
So now that we have the community events out of the way, let's go into some weird but true winter facts. It's that time of year. It's been snowing like crazy
and
in upstate New York.
My entire drive was frozen over with glare ice after I shoveled. Everything melted into slush and it all froze at the bottom, so now whenever I get home, I slip and fall. It's not that bad because you get used to it. You get used to being able to like
catch
fall
your balance,
the right way.
Yeah.
I'm able to. So here's an interesting fact you probably didn't know. I used to wrestle. So for 1 year I did wrestling. But I couldn't do it anymore because my mom forgot to sign me up the 1 year. And this year, same thing. I wanted to do it again, but
mother forgot.
And so I haven't been doing wrestling lately, but I still remember some good moves. I still remember everything. Wrestling, when you do wrestling, you learn to fall a certain way. So there's this thing called a sprawl, and it's basically where you try and land on your side, where you carry most of your fat, actually. Most of your fat is carried on your sides, believe it or not.
I think that might be different with men and women.
But that's
definitely true for men.
It's different with women, I think, but it's most definitely true with men.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
Your fat is carried in your sides, and then once they're full a little bit, it'll start to move to your stomach with me. Like me, I'm a little bit overweight now, being 230 pounds, I think, was the last time I weighed myself in at. Which seems like a lot, but
did you take your shoes off?
I don't think my shoes are weighing an extra 30 pounds, man.
An extra 30 pounds, but your shoes could add 2 pounds easily.
Oh, yeah, most easily, but I always weigh myself without shoes, but I'm at 230 now, and it's not fun to be this much weight, but I'm a bit lean for being 230. Not that I'm lean in, like, body shape.
It's okay, it's winter season, it's the bulking arc.
I bulked up, man. I bulked up a bit too much, I'd say. But I'm gonna start getting into the more of cardio. I'm gonna start getting cardio.
See, that's why winter is the bulking month. There's like, you can't do cardio naturally. You can't go outside and walk into 5 inches of snow.
You can hit those day-long Stairmaster. You can hit those day-long Stairmaster sessions. But then again, there's always that girl with the pink stand right next to you, and it seems like she's just trying to test you.
So, with that being said, speaking of the Stairmaster, we actually have a snow day activity here list, and working out is on there. Where are you putting that?
I'm putting that S tier, man.
I'm putting that S tier, too, especially on a snow day, because you get less daylight hours, so it helps boost your
dopamine
morale,
and then right after, when you're done working out, you can go hit the cold plunge.
For real.
You can just go out to your pool if you have one and jump right in.
Man, that should have been an activity on here. It's not on the tier list, but let's put it on the tier list.
We'll say,
where are we putting cold plunges?
Cold plunges, I'm going to say it's A tier right now because it's just, it might be an amazing, amazing thing for some people, but some people don't like it. But we got S tier for working out. The cold plunge is going in A tier for me because personally, I love cold plungers. I love it. I would put S tier, but I'm doing it for the love of the people. Because I know some people out there absolutely hate it. So they're gonna probably hate me for putting it in S tier, so I'm saying A tier right now.
So, you know, it is important to do your cold plunges before a workout, because afterwards it could actually reduce hypertrophy.
It can actually hurt you, but whenever I work out, after working out, I like to hit a cold plunge every once in a while.
It's nice. Helps you be less sore, too.
Oh, yeah, it really helps with that. And then some days, I'll transfer from a cold plunge straight to a nice hot bath, which is always going to be a bit of a pain, but man, it feels nice after.
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, let's get the other more non-traditional snow day activity out of the way. Definitely more for people our generation. We got gaming. On a snow day when there's no school, I think that's S tier.
That's S tier. I wouldn't say both were done out, but it's definitely an S tier activity.
For those of you tune in, I hope you guys enjoy the SpongeBob Batteries.
Oh, yeah.
It's always got to come after, because then you ain't stressed. You ain't thinking about anything that you got to do.
Especially because you'll be gaming, and then YouTube Shorts will come on, and you'll have Zach to films on, and he'll say the most outrageous things.
I was terrified the first time I watched that Zach films. So, I think it's time to get into the more traditional snow activities.
Oh, man.
I'm going to pick one of my least favorite just to start us off. Snow angels. Like, what's the point?
You're just getting cold.
Literally, it's like...
You're just trying to freeze yourself, man.
I get the argument that...
Like, you can never get the perfect snow angel because you gotta walk out of it.
That's true.
You always have to get up and walk out of it. You can never get the perfect snow angel.
Yeah, and they're always just gonna be ruined to time. You could argue that adds a form of beauty. But snowmen, for example, also deplete with time. But a strong gust of wind is enough.
You could do it on a tree stump, so when some absolute donkey butt comes through and tries to ruin your snowman, make sure it's on a nice tree stump. Total out their trucker or car.
Speaking of snowman, where are we putting that?
Honestly, I would say that's a good B tier.
I think I can agree.
And you don't do it much, but it's also going to be a lot of fun if you do it.
Once you make one snowman, you've made it out of snowman.
Oh, yeah. It's like, one is enough for an army.
Me personally, I always bust my butt. What about you? Where would you rate?
I'm gonna be so honest, I've never gone ice skating yet, but I have gone rollerblading or inline skating. So it's definitely a bit harder. It's a lot harder than what you think it is, but it's almost, I know it's not the same thing as ice skating because you can actually stop in here. But when you're rollerblading, Don't go too fast. Please. Ice skating too, but ice skating is also a bit easier to stop with. Just make sure you don't bust your butt. But
I feel like busting your butt, as long as you're not like too far, it's part of the fun.
You don't put your hands out too when you fall ice skating, because if someone else is skating with you, you don't want your fingers to get chopped off.
That's fact. Also learn to combat roll for real.
If you're gonna fall, make sure you fall the right way. Like I said with wrestling, you gotta look it up. Look up a sprawl. Sprawl. You're not sprawling out though. You're sprawling in. Oh Lord, we already have a Zach D Films kind of video right there.
I think that is Zach D Films actually.
Let's check it out.
Our people built must.
No.
Ah.
Those 1,000 years ago. Back then, people didn't have gyms. They built strength by carrying wood, hunting, farming, and walking miles every day. All that movement acted like natural progressive overload, while clean food from meat, grains, and nuts gave them enough protein and calories to recover. Over time, that constant stress plus recovery builds lean and powerful muscles. How people build muscles.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right why a caveman or a Neanderthal was always so dang strong.
Now imagine being the first caveman to discover honey. It's the sweetest thing you've tried.
Oh my god, man. Or discovering sugar.
Oh yeah. First caveman to come across sugar cane probably became like...
addicted.
not only addicted, but like super popular. Everybody on a bro for a sugar.
Oh yeah, it's most definitely what that is. Yeah. Are you getting connected on?
What color do you have for that?
Oh no, I am.
Oh okay.
I couldn't tell because this thing's not going up all the way.
Yeah, it's a bit wonky. We do our best here. So.
Yeah.
Tangent aside, where would you put the ice skating?
Ice skating, well, I can see the appeal, especially for hockey. I love watching hockey fights, so I'm gonna say that's an A tier.
Okay,
solid.
I can get around A tier. I was gonna put it high B tier, but I think A tier is also
a low A tier would probably be where it's at.
Next off, we have sledding.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Okay, that's fair. I was gonna say super high A tier. I think we could put that above gaming, honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Because you can game any time of the year. You can only go sledding when it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Not only does it have to snow, it has to be the right kind of snow.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You can't have that powdery stuff. You gotta have that good, thick one.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing, we got rating. Who the heck?
S tier.
Who the heck reads though?
On a snow day, though, you got nothing else to do. You're trapped.
When you have nothing else to do, that's an S tier. But for me right now, since I'm on the radio. Mama, I'm on the radio. But... And so, Mom, get the camera. It's going in F tier for me.
F tier?
We don't have an F tier right now.
D tier is the lowest.
Yeah, we have a D tier right there.
Next off, we have a classic.
A snowball fight. My.
I think that's S tier. That's definitely S tier. Now, do we put it above or below sledding?
Above sledding.
It's pretty close. I could see it going either way since you said above sledding.
Oh, yeah.
It really depends on the
moment. And then, igloos.
Yeah, just making a little snow for it, last but not least.
Every time I tried, I never had enough snow, and it was just collapsing on me. So.
I think they're slightly cooler than snowmen.
Yeah, I would say above snowmen, but not on A tier.
Oh no.
You ruined it.
Oh, there you go. That's our list. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think it's time to go into a bit of a song break, and when we come back, we'll have some weird but true fun facts about winter. Hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far.
And let's listen to something pretty good. Let's listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. How about that?
And if it's the theme of our show as well.
It will snow. Ayo.
Ayo. Hope you guys enjoy.
Between
send to amend for a friend all the channels that have broken down. Now you bring it up, I'm gonna ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe what we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. The more I see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey,
talk about mental health recovery and the local community in Green and Columbia County
and the surrounding areas.
Fighting an orangutan banana.
Wow, perfect words.
Thank you. My mom always said I had a way with words. So, speaking of words, we have a bunch of words put together in a sentence, telling you some true fun facts about winter.
I don't like this one.
You don't like this one?
I do not like this one.
Kind of.
The first candy cane were made without stripes!
Can you imagine just a blank candy cane? That sounds so gross. I gotta see that.
What color was it originally? Was it red or was it white?
I was imagining white, but that's a great question. Without red 40, it's the first thing that autocorrects. Instead of without stripes.
I mean, wow. That's off-putting. That's way off-putting. I don't like it. I do not like it. Nope.
I get creeped out for no reason. Look up candy canes without stripes.
That's gross. I hate it. I hate it.
No flavor, no stripes, no spirit. Over 10 inches tall. Why would you...
Wow. Burr.
Alright.
A snowflake can take up to 2 hours to fall from a cloud to the ground.
That's a good life.
Wow.
I wish I could be reincarnated as a snowflake.
Same. I almost fell.
If you were a snowflake, it would take you 2 hours.
I see what you did there. A man dressed as Santa Claus went skydiving over the North Pole.
At that point, you are Santa, bro. You're not dressed
like Santa. Not just some guy. The tallest known snowman was higher than a 12-story. Wait, look this up, please. I don't.
Why would you spend your time doing that?
Why wouldn't you? Like, just why wouldn't you? I said, yeah.
In Donnersbachwald, Austria. I probably really.
Let me. Donnersbachwald.
February 2020, reaching an incredible height of 124.8 feet.
Wow.
That's a mountain, right?
That's not a snowman, that's a snow giant.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry guys, I'm just trying to fix up this. Mic cover. It's sticking out a little bit and I hate it. Okay. Okay, guys, sorry, I'm back. And did you know the North Pole is warmer than the South Pole? I don't like how it says warmer.
No, why not?
I hate it, because it makes me think the North Pole is warm.
That's fair. It's just
it's warm. Not.
Almost 90% of snow is air.
So you're telling me I can breathe snow? I'm gonna go try that real quick.
There's actually a solid that is 99.8% air. It's called aerogel, and they use it on spaceships. It looks like a
ghost. Wow. Wow. That's a lot. That's a very cool. That's off-putting, but very cool. Indubitably. It's so cold in Siberia that your breath can turn to ice in a minute.
That's like, you're a dragon.
Wow.
Wow.
Winter lasts 20 for 21 years on Uranus. That sounds wrong. Okay, thank God. It's still kind of funny to say winter lasts 21 years on Uranus. Also, wait, I saw a game site just now. I swear I saw it. No. It's somewhere back.
Right there. Oh, that's interior.
Oh,
you actually want to do this one? We did this one before, but it's pretty fun. I want to see your view.
Okay, alright, so we got. Let's just jump into it. Alright, so we got ranking the monsters based on how likely I'd be screwed. So we got, for the best level, for you.
The tier.
I'm not even scared, barely know the threat at all. Oh yeah, it's more likely I'd escape or beat them in a fight than die. It's a 50-50.
Yeah, like zombies and Freddy Krueger.
And then we got a 50-50 encounter, and then there's a small chance I could beat them in a fight or escape. And then there's, I'm absolutely screwed. I'd say it's a 50-50 encounter. Because they could be primitive and they just have spaceships and no weapons and they're just trying to fist fight you. Or they could be just absolutely jacked too. They could be a lot more different than what we think. Because just because people have them portrayed as these lanky creatures does not mean they're absolutely built. Call the government. You can call the bureau. We're screwed.
You're screwed?
I'm gonna say I'm screwed because he's a giant person. He's giant.
I don't think he has good cardio though. You could probably run.
You could probably run, but you're not gonna. He's gonna know, like Michael Knight.
Yeah, but that's escaping.
Good point. So I'd say it's more likely I'd escape.
All right. Next off, we have Freddy Fazbear.
It's not. I'm not even scared. Barely no threat because you just don't go there.
That's so true.
You just don't go there.
We have another Freddy.
Freddy Krueger, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's over. The only chance you have is like using superpowers in your dreams.
Or you lucid dream.
Yeah.
That's really it. And then we have Ghost. What's the Ghost gonna do?
I feel like 9 times out of 10, if you move out of the Ghost's domain, they're chill.
They can't move out of the domain. We've learned this from the one shot. So you can just put it. I'm not scared. Then we got Jeff the Killer.
I mean, this is just a basic 1v1.
But he's insane.
He is. I had to look this up last time, too. And if you guys don't know what Jeff the Killer is, it's a creepypasta. Pretty much just a serial killer. Fake. He ain't real. It's like a creepy story.
5'7 to 5'10.
35-year-old Italian-American.
With brown hair, green eyes. Images? Let's see what the images are. Ugh! That one picture, though.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
And then Go to Sleep is the one that I'm scared to. Can Jeff finally return? Look at that!
Yeah, right?
That's terrifying.
But at the end of the day, he is a human.
He is human. And who knows, what if he smoked his entire life?
He is an Italian-American.
He is Italian. So, and I'm half Italian. I'm probably the most Italian person here right now, I think. But I'd say it's a 50-50 encounter.
Next off, we have a mummy.
No threat.
No threat. That's where I put him, too.
No threat. Then what's this guy? Predator? Oh, you're cooked.
Yeah, from the movie Predator, yeah.
You're cooked.
I'm screwed. I also had it in the same spot.
So then you got skeletons? That's just Larry, bro. Leave Larry alone.
Literally.
And then you got Slenderman. There's a small chance.
Skeletons literally have no muscle.
Yeah. And then you have Slenderman. There's a small chance.
We think very much alike. So far, we have like everything in the same spot.
Yeah. And then who's this guy? Who's this guy?
That's a vampire.
The vampire? Oh. You can beat him. It's more.
What?
I say it's more likely because if you just have a wooden stake. You could also have a crossbow, too, made with wooden arrows.
That's true. So you're putting it, is it more likely I'd escape or beat them?
Yeah.
I put them in 50-50. My whole plan was to not invite them into my home. For as long as you don't invite
them. They could still come in. Like, how do bats get in your house?
But they're vampires. The whole
they can change into bats.
Yeah, but the whole rule is they can't go into the house unless they're invited.
Really? Oh.
That's old vampire mythos.
Oh, what's this guy?
This is the angels from Doctor Who, the statues.
Where
if you look at them, they're a statue, but if you turn their head, they can...
So, do you have to look at them first for them to be activated?
We're gonna say, boom, they're somewhere in a mile vicinity and they know anyone.
So, if you just fly away?
Yes, but...
They'll somehow get to you?
Yeah. Give it 5 years. You can just bounce back and forth.
You can. That is true. So, I'd say... I mean, but then again, what if you have a bunch of friends to just start staring at them?
It really depends on how...
Like, it depends. Like, if there's 5 of them, just get like 10 friends, have them all look at each other, and then just start smashing with a sledgehammer.
That's actually facts.
Or you could grab an air hammer, which is basically, like, a short hammer, really. It's just a small jackhammer, and you could just start chiseling them.
In the show, too, if they look at each other, I believe they also freeze. Or in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get a big mirror, like the one we have outside, it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Just get them in there. It's GG.
They can't do anything.
So where are you putting them?
I'm going to say it's a 50-50. Does it start with one person, or is it everybody's already affected?
I was just thinking, zombies.
A single zombie, you're cooking them.
Yeah.
You're cooking them. No, not even, it's more likely. It's just, I'm not scared. Like, all you have to have is a Glock.
No, I think...
I'm sorry, not a Glock, a Blicky. All you have to have is a Blicky, and you can just put two shots in his head. I'm sorry, but that's all you have to do.
Zombie, by the way. We do not condone violence.
We do not condone violence. Unless it's against zombies or fictional. Or fictional
creatures. Or Freddy Fazbear.
Freddy Fazbear, you can just...
Horror.
You could just walk away from him.
Yeah.
Like you can just run away from him, and they won't get you. Unless there's, like, multiple of them there. Like, you can get... Whoa there, buddy. Whoa,
Nightmare Freddy, and I'm in your bed. Better flash your lights, tuck the holes all night. Flash the closet too, better flash it twice.
Hold on, there's another one. It's like,
I'm not in pain.